Radio Zoll. The All-in-One Solution for Entertainment.
So, es ist wieder soweit. Herzlich willkommen hier auf Radio Zoll International. Mein Name ist Gerd Pellegrin und wir haben heute die ganz besondere Show, nämlich aus Amerika. Ted Maher ist hier bei uns in der Sendeleitung über Zoom und er hat auch einen Gast mitgebracht. Und ja, jetzt spielen wir den Water Song, Designation von dieser Sendung und dann geht's ab.
どこから
Es ist eine wunderschöne Melodie, Designation von Out of This World Radio, hier mit Ted Maher heute. Ja, ich bin ja eigentlich der Host der Sendung hier auf Radio Zoll International. Ich begrüße alle über www.radiosoul.eu zum Beispiel, über radiosoul.de und auf DAB Plus im Raum Wien und dann natürlich auch auf 105,1 MHz. Ja, aber ich gebe heute das Wort weiter an Ted. Ich werde auch versuchen, sein Englisch ins Deutsche zu übersetzen. Ich bin zwar kein richtiger Übersetzer, aber ich springe da gerne ein und ich sage mal, hello, Ted. How are you?
Fine. Wonderful. And I didn't even see Michelle until now. I flipped to the gallery screen. So I'm happy she's here.
Richtig. Also es ist auch Michelle hier. Herzlich willkommen hier im Programm.
Just a brief introduction. The song itself was dedicated to Dr. Masaru Emoto, which he had his beautiful little children's book, The Message from Water. And these are beautiful little books that show people how they create their own reality. This is a crystal made from the words love and gratitude. And he found, oops, I'll let Gerhard translate.
Also dieser Song ist ganz speziell gewidmet von Dr. Emoto Institut. Also Ted hat da eine Bekanntschaft und hat diesen Song auch bekommen, dass er den verwenden darf. Dr. Emoto ist vielen bekannt durch seine wissenschaftliche Arbeit über die Wasserkristalle und er hat auch, Ted hat gerade jetzt im Zoom-Meeting hier in der Videokamera auch dieses Buch gezeigt, Messages from the Water, Botschaften vom Wasser, genau, The Message from Water. Mhm.
And when you send positive love and gratitude to a glass of water, Michelle, Dr. Peel and Gerhard, you have this beautiful water crystal that forms.
Genau, und wenn man auf das Wasser sozusagen positive Nachrichten oder Botschaften spricht, dann bekommt dieses Wasser auch nachweislich diese wunderbare Struktur, in diesem Fall eine hexagonale Struktur, die Ted gerade in die Kamera zeigt. Also für alle, die jetzt Radio Zoll hören, es gibt auch die Möglichkeit, diese Show auch anzusehen. Also Ted streamt gerade diese Show auch auf Facebook. Einfach eingeben, Ted Maher. Right, is it right, Ted? You have to put in Ted Maher on Facebook to connect to the video?
Actually, es ist besser von aus von der Welt, out of the world,
okay,
out of this world radio, ist besser.
Okay,
yeah.
Also bitte auf Facebook gehen und out of this world radio eingeben und da wird diese Show jetzt auch visuell gestreamt. Herzlich willkommen.
Yeah. Thank you, Gerhard. You're doing such a great job. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really do. And finally, this is the book that was published a couple of months ago in Europe. It's selling very well. You can get a copy from Amra Publishers, and it's the entire world will be as one. Mm-hmm. So we'll be all one together in peace and harmony. That's the theme of the book. So it's in German, and it's been selling well. And if people want a copy, it's just 22 euros. And you can get it from AMRA Publishers. I believe they're outside of Munich.
Mhm. Genau, Ted hat ein Buch geschrieben. Es gibt jetzt auch die deutsche Version im Handel, im Amra Verlag. Und das Buch heißt Die ganze Welt wird eins sein. Also von Ted Ma kann man um 22 Euro erhaschen in jedem gut sortierten Buchladen. Die Welt, wonderful. Also die ganze Welt wird eins sein. Ted Ma und sein Buch. Im Amra Verlag.
So anyway, I'm so glad you're here today, all of you. And I'm glad Gerhard's here. And Michelle, I'm so glad you're here today. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. You look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And
also, I'm ready to roll.
Hey, rock and roll, baby.
Rock and roll.
Okay, also Dr. Michelle Peel ist auch eingeladen hier auf Sendung. Sie ist auch mit im Zoom-Meeting. Und ich freue mich, dass sie heute wieder da ist. Nice to see you again, Michelle.
Nice to see you as well, Gerhard. Mm-hmm.
We should have somewhere right around 498 million listeners, almost a half a billion today. That's on planet.
Also Ted hat eine Möglichkeit. Also ich glaube, du hast dein Pendel. Did you use your... Is it a pendel?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he said, yeah. We have...
I also used Google Statistics too.
Okay.
I mean, I have other, more third-dimensional
Also nicht nur das Pendel, sondern auch Google Statistics. Er sagt, wir haben fast eine halbe Million, also 480 Millionen so Zuhörer und nicht nur über Radio, sondern auch über den Äther, also das heißt auch in der spirituellen Welt, die hat er mit einbezogen.
And then off-planet, among the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, Sirius B, and members of the Galactic Alliance,
genau, die Plejade.
We should have right around 276 million benevolent souls off-planet.
How much?
276.
276 Millionen? Millionen? Mm-hmm. Okay, also da habe ich jetzt falsche Zahl vorher gesagt. Also er sagt jetzt inklusive aller geistigen Wesenheiten 276 Millionen hier mit dabei.
In this universe we should have around about 750 million somewhere around there. So.
Okay, also was? Billion? So
okay. We're getting close. So. But there is Gerhard and Michelle, as you know, there's great interest on what's happening on this planet.
And also es gibt großes Interesse, nicht nur von den Erdenbürgern, sondern auch von der geistigen Welt an dieser Radioshow, die wir 14-tägig hier auf Radio Soul International mit Ted Ma machen.
So anyway, so there's a lot of benevolent beings off planet who want to see what's going on here on planet Earth.
Also viele Wesenheiten wollen sehen, was ist denn hier auf Planet Erde los?
So anyway, and Dr. Peel, please limit your number of swear words to no more than 50 per hour. I think that's polite and respectful for the other races.
I do not believe that is going to be a problem.
Genau. Also für die Außerirdischen brauchen wir nicht extra langsam reden. Die werden das schon checken.
Ja, if you were broadcasting out of Paris, it might be a problem. They do like... Well, that's okay, though. It's part of the culture. But...
Okay. Ja.
I don't swear because swearing's bad.
Right. Right. Ja, also ich möchte nochmal sagen für unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer, Out of This World Radio ist wirklich eine ganz spezielle Show. Also das sind Dinge, die man so im Radio nicht hört. Und ja, es ist nicht alles genau auch die Meinung des Radiosenders, muss ich gleich vorweg sagen, sondern es ist einfach wunderschön, unterschiedlichste Meinungen zu sehen und zu hören und auch unglaubliche Dinge in diesem Leben auch wirklich zu kommunizieren. Ich finde das sehr erfrischend an dieser Show.
Danke. And I especially want to thank my wonderful Sasquatch friend, Jaro, as well as Admahalosaurus from the Pleiadian Council, and all my friends in the Galactic Alliance and all my angels for helping us on the show today.
Also Ted begrüßt es auch seine geistigen Freunde, Admiral Halosaurus von Pleiadischen Schiff. Also Ted ist in geistiger Verbindung mit den Pleiadenschiffen, die auch rund um die Erde stationiert sind. And who else? Admiral Halosaurus and?
And Jaro, a wonderful Sasquatch who I'm friends with. Uh-huh, Jaro.
Okay, Jaro. Mm-hmm.
Jaro, yeah, he's a wonderful fellow. Mm-hmm. So someday I'll introduce you to him. We'll go out to dinner if you like. Hear her.
What? She looks at my dinner?
No. We'll go out to dinner. We'll have,
you
we'll
go.
Have yeah, we'll have dinner with him. So anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, Michelle, in 25 words or less, could you tell us about your background?
Genau. Die Michelle erzählt uns jetzt in wenigen Worten ihren Background. Sie ist Ärztin, Doktor.
You can have more.
I'm originally from Texas, so rather than swear words, y'all are going to hear more y'alls than swear words.
sie kommt aus Texas. And what is it about?
Is it part of the U.S.? Or is that a separate country, isn't it? They have freedom there, don't they? I
yes,
remember now.
Yes, somebody from Texas, they say it's a whole other country.
You're out of this world also.
Yeah, there you go. We're on the right show.
Okay, aber du bist auf der richtigen Show, genau. Genau, sie ist hier auf der richtigen Show. Texas ist offensichtlich etwas Außergewöhnliches in Amerika. Ja, okay, no problem. You are from Texas.
Yeah, my original background is computer science engineering, but I also have a degree in naturopathic medicine, You know, and I do a lot of radionics, which is broadcast scalar resonance to different projects for the benefit of whatever we're working on.
Okay, computer science, Computerwissenschaften, Ingenieurin ist sie, ja. Radionics habe ich gehört, Skalar. Technologie ist auch eine ganz spannende Sache. Vielleicht erzählst du uns heute etwas davon. Okay, wonderful. And what is your doctor for? It stands for?
Naturopathic medicine.
This is, mm-hmm. what is it? Mm-hmm.
Naturopathic medicine, which is everything by natural means, no drugs.
Ah, okay. Also right. Naturheilkunde, so ähnlich würde ich das einmal übersetzen. Okay. Alles, was nicht mit Drogen zu tun hat, sondern mit Naturheilmitteln. Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Michelle, let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about what's going on in the world now, and then we can go into the healing part. I did put out a call out for people to contact me if they'd like a healing, and I'm getting in emails now. So we should be done probably about 8 or 9 hours if we address everybody.
Very good. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Well, one of the nice things that I have found over the years, and this is not just currently, but over the years, that everything is a power problem. Mm-hmm. You know, this body already knows how to heal itself. All you got to do is turn the power on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, also Michelle sagt gerade, dass eigentlich alles auf dieser Welt ein Power-Problem ist, also ein Problem der Energie oder des Energiemangels auch. Mhm.
So if we can use modalities or techniques to turn the power on, the body will heal automatically.
Also wenn wir Technik anwenden, die uns Energie im Körper steigert, dann kann unser Körper auch gesund sein.
That's amazing. One of the things I've learned at Mount Shasta is that Adama ties into the God within you to help heal. And that's one of the important lessons I've learned. And I think as we shift into the higher dimensions, more and more people will learn that, Michelle and Gerhard, so that they can heal themselves.
Okay.
Well, I've been watching the dimensional shifts over the last 2 weeks like crazy. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, so things that were an issue before, now they're just not are they not an issue, they're not present any longer.
I see. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Did you say dimensional shifts?
Our timeline shifts. Mm-hmm. I mean, or a little bit of both. You know, that's all part of the ascension process.
Mm-hmm. Also, Teil dieses Aufstiegsprozesses sind Zeitlinienverschiebungen und Dimensionsverschiebungen. Wir haben in der letzten Sendung auch darüber gesprochen.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I've had people sending me further pictures from Crater Lake. Some that show the island there, some that don't, in different time frames, you know, from all the way from 2013, you know, and it's absolutely happened, and you know, there's photographic evidence for it.
Mm. You know,
ja, also wir erinnern uns an die Fotos, die sie letztes Mal gezeigt hat von Crater Lake. This is also in Texas, Crater Lake? No.
It's in Oregon.
Oregon, on the West right? Coast. Yes,
and da waren sie in Fotos.
Genau, da hat sie Fotos geschickt von dem Krater, von diesem See, also Kratersee, wo auf dem einen Foto eine Insel in der Mitte ist und am anderen nicht. Das heißt, es ist für sie ein Beweis, dass es eine Zeitlinienverschiebung gibt. Und diese Insel gab es vor, ich glaube, 2013 noch gar nicht. Plötzlich ist sie da. Und das ist so ein Phänomen, ja.
Some time ago, Michelle and Gerhard, I stopped at a Oregon tourist place. And they had maps and pictures of Crater Lake. I'll send this to you. You'll find it very interesting. Because depending upon which tourist brochure you looked at, Crater Lake didn't exist, did exist, was in a different place. And I pointed it out to them, and the lady said it didn't, something started happening, and she didn't compute it. She couldn't explain it using her reality. And she said, what's going on? And I said, well, we're shifting. The timelines are shifting, and the planet is changing. So your reality is changing. So... But just look at these pictures. They were taken at different times in the past when there were different timelines.
Also Ted hat das auch bestätigt. Er war öfters schon dort in dieser Tourismusregion beim Crater Lake, also bei diesem Kratersee. Und da gab es unterschiedliche Broschüren sogar. Einmal war der See woanders, einmal gar nicht da. Und er hat einmal irgendjemand dort gefragt, die diese in diesem Tourismusabteilung oder so arbeitet. Und die war ganz verwirrt dann.
Ja. But and for today's show, what I've done is that I've taken ropes and I've tied my feet and ankles to the chair so that I won't float away. You won't see me floating out that way. So I will be here the whole time during the show. I won't just disappear.
You dangled your feet on this chair?
I tied my feet
down. Show me. Er bindet seine Füße an den Sessel, damit er ja nicht abschwirrt. And in dieser Zeitlinie bleibt. Okay, so you stay here in this timeline.
I will. I promise. For 2 hours, at least.
Well, on my way back from the West Coast, I took a road that I'd taken. It was a state highway that I've taken like 5-6 times. Mm-hmm. And this time when I drove down into Texas, it went through 3 towns that it never went through before.
Really? Wow.
What? It wasn't
here? Again, another shift.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Also wie sie jetzt von ihren Vorträgen von der West Coast zurückgefahren ist, auf einem Weg, den sie schon öfters gefahren ist. What happened then in this case?
It went through 3 towns that it never went through before, and I've taken that road. This is like the 5th or 6th time I've taken that road.
Uh-huh.
And it went through 3 towns it never went through before.
Okay.
Wow, amazing.
They did not exist before, these 3 towns?
They did, but that highway never went through those 3 towns.
Okay, also sagt, dieser Highway ist nie durch diese 3 Städte gegangen, und diesmal ist dieser Highway da durchgegangen. A highway through the town?
Right through the town.
Right?
Didn't go through the town before.
Okay. Crazy.
Yeah,
exactly. It makes you think you are, but I mean, I've driven that road several times, and it you know, it didn't go through those 3 towns.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Anomalies. Is it the English word?
Yeah, exactly.
Also es gibt viele Anomalien derzeit, die beobachtet werden können. Also nicht wundern, wenn dir jemand etwas erzählt und du hast etwas ganz anderes gesehen. Es gibt unterschiedliche Realitäten offensichtlich. There are different realities parallel.
Yes. It has to be multiple dimensions, you know, where it's just layering, and that in that reality, it wasn't like that.
Mm. Okay.
And I've been working with several people that have had all kinds of health issues and what have you, and it just shifts, and then the problem they had, they don't have it anymore. And, you know, it's not that they've had a complete healing, but now certain things just aren't a problem anymore.
Mm. Also auch manche ihrer Patienten haben plötzlich Heilungen und haben ihre Probleme nicht mehr. This is also a matter of time shift, or not time shift.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think both. It has to do with the resonance going up on the planet. You know, we're supposed to be completely scalar by the 19th of this month, and we're at 90% completion right now.
Really? Wow. Amazing.
90%.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah.
On the 19th, also am 19. Oktober jetzt, what happened then?
The whole planet is supposed to be completely scalar.
Okay, also der ganze Planet schwingt jetzt, so wie sie meint, in Skalar. Could you please tell us once again what is meant with the whole planet is in scalar?
Means that it is shifting from Hertzian frequency to scalar resonance.
Okay, also er schwingt jetzt nicht mehr in Herzfrequenzen, sondern in Skalarresonanzen. Mhm.
Because scalar, the easiest way to explain scalar is if you go outside and it's hot, you'll get hot. And so that's you know, your heat matches and your resonance syncs up.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing if it was cold. So that's about resonance. When you get close to something or in an environment, it changes you.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Also sie hat das Beispiel mit der Temperatur gebracht. Resonanz bedeutet, wenn es jetzt zum Beispiel kalt draußen ist oder heiß, dann wirst du auch heiß. Also du gehst in Resonanz damit. And that happens with planet Earth now. It's
yes.
In resonance with high frequencies or not.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. It's continuing to go up, and you know the interesting thing is if we go scalar, that mm-hmm. operates in an alkaline environment, like an acid battery as opposed to an alkaline battery. Well, Hertzian is acid, and scalar is alkaline.
Oh,
and everything that gives us trouble loves acid. So as okay. we go alkaline and scalar, our problems no longer have an environment that they can exist in.
Fascinating.
Okay, ich weiß nicht, ob ich es jetzt richtig übersetze, aber sie hat das irgendwie auch verglichen mit Acid, also Säure und alkalisch, alkaline. Und it's totally different, or what?
Yes.
Okay.
It is absolutely totally different. Our bodies were always designed to be scalar.
Wow, fascinating.
Okay, also unsere Körper sind eigentlich dafür geschaffen und designed, um skalar zu sein. And if we start to be in scalar, so we can resonate with the planet who is also already in scalar.
Well, and it's not just the planet, Gerhard. It's the entire universe is scalar.
Okay, also das ganze Universum ist skalar. It is originally scalar, every...
Yes.
It was every time. infinity.
Scalar. No, infinity. Wow. Was this an attempt by the negatives to hold back our ascension, to have us stuck so we wouldn't ascend, to keep us on the old Hertzian frequencies?
There's certainly no doubt in my mind about that.
Okay.
It was certainly an enemy plot, but you're not going to stop this. It's already in motion.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Also Ted fragt gerade, ob das eben von, es gibt ja diese Dunkelmächte, die er anspricht öfters, ob die uns deswegen abgehalten haben, in dieser Skalarenergie zu schwingen und sozusagen noch in der alten Frequenz, Herzfrequenz, im Sinne von der technischen Herzfrequenz sozusagen zu existieren. Und jetzt erkennen wir immer mehr, dass wir Skalarenergie sind und darauf resonieren. Und Skalar is directly connected to the heart. Can you tell us? Is it heart energy, Skalar energy?
I don't think, I don't think it's connected to the heart. I think it's connected to us in totality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also
not just a part. It is who we were supposed to be.
Okay, also jetzt nicht so eingeschränkt gesehen, sondern für die Totalität, also alles, was ist sozusagen, das ist Skalarenergie.
And the beauty about the scalar is it just continues to go higher. Mm-hmm. And in each level, there's like an information that gets released, knowledge that gets released. So it reconnects us back to source.
Fascinating.
Okay, also the scalar energy gets higher and higher?
Yes.
Okay, also die steigt auch noch höher an und verbindet uns immer mehr mit der Source, mit der Quelle allen Lebens.
You know, this is an exciting time to be alive, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Aufregend, hier zu leben.
Yeah. And the
Pleiadians. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen on the 19th, what it looks like, because I think that's when the real ascension is going to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what's. You know,
it is in 2 days, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Wednesday.
Okay. Also, ich meine, Dienstag ist die totale, dieser Aufstieg. I thought that it will take a few years to ascend. Is it partially?
You know, I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah, right.
Also keiner weiß es genau.
When I check, is it going to take a few years for that to happen? I get a no. Mm-hmm.
Also wir wissen es nicht genau. Wir hatten eigentlich gedacht, dass es noch einige Jahre dauern könnte. Can it be that just a few parts of the Earth will ascend and others not?
President Kennedy calls this planet a mixed bag.
What does he?
A mixed bag.
Mixed bag.
There are places which have higher vibrations than others.
Also President Kennedy, mit dem Ted immer wieder in geistiger Verbindung steht, sagt, es ist ein gemischter Sack. Was? A mixed bag, okay.
So I think there will be places that will ascend faster just because of that.
Und er meint auch, dass deswegen auch wirklich es Plätze gibt, die schneller aufsteigen werden.
Ja. Zoom Beispiel, for example, Japan,
zum Beispiel auch Japan,
is due to be the first country as a whole to ascend just because they have a long history of Shintoism, they believe in spirits afterlife. They're very spiritually aware in Japan as a whole.
Sind sehr spirituell, also Japan wird als einer der ersten Kontinente also Inseln aufsteigen.
There are spiritual places, of course, many in the United States.
Auch
and
Plätze
some of those
Amerika.
Will go first. Other places, which are kind of dark, will go last, just because of people's choices. Mm. But your studio will be one of the first to go up, Gerhard.
Okay, so. See you on Wednesday. Up and away.
That's right. Well, let me ask you a question, Michelle. The date of October 22nd has been mentioned many times by my Pleiadian friends as a date that there are good things happening. So that we have the scalar shift on the 19th. Did I know free will can change everything. So is October 19th really the date of October 22nd that they talked about, or is there something else you think is going to happen on the 22nd?
You know, in the class that I taught, that they said that the whole planet would go scalar by 3 weeks and 3 days, which took it to October 19th.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Wow.
Also der ganze Planet wird skalar werden am 19. am Mittwoch. Und ja, es könnte sein, dass auch eine ähnliche Botschaft, die Fred, die Ted bekommen hat am 22., dass es vielleicht irgendwie zeitverzögert ist. Ja, maybe it lasts 3 days.
Well, you know, a lot can happen in 3 days if you look at the Bible, right? So, you know, that was the next thing I was going to say. It's three days apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, amazing.
Genau, it's close, only 3 days, yeah.
I was told to stay put this month and hunker down. There's going to be good things happening, but there could be some conflict around the world too. So that's why I'm just kind of not.
Okay, also Ted sagt, dass er gehört hat, am 22. sehr viele tolle Dinge passieren werden, aber es gibt auch andere Stellen, wo grausliche Sachen passieren.
You know, if I need a happy meal, McDonald's is not far away. I can walk there to get it.
Also wenn du dringend ein Happy Meal brauchst, es ist that's a running gag, dann geh zu McDonald's.
Anyway, we're very serious on this program.
Okay, yeah, sehr.